Well, the scorching temperatures in central Australia have pushed up the mercury in towns and cities thousands of kilometres away in the southeast of the country. Graham Creed is ABC TV's weather specialist. I started by asking him about the role the Red Centre is playing in the weather across the country.
The Northern Territory, the Pilbara and the Kimberley in Western Australia, known as the heat engine of Australia. So this area builds in heat through spring. In fact, it gets so hot across that region that the air mass actually expands and it creates what's called a heat low. And that heat low is the reason why we get the monsoon. Now, if we didn't have that, there wouldn't be the ability for the monsoon to head south. It's that massive low pressure that's drawing air in from the northern waters. So it allows that monsoon to sweep down, and then that helps to abate some of the extreme heat. So it's a bit of a feedback situation, but because we've still got that heat sitting there, it just hasn't been strong enough to pull the monsoon south at this stage.
And what about the kind of winds that we've experienced as well?
Well, when you get cold air and warm air together and pressure systems pressing up against each other, that's when you get strong bursts of wind. And you get the most volatile weather where you've got a cold and a warm air mass butting up against each other. So systems where you get a trough or a cold front, and they don't even have to be that strong a front to have quite a substantial temperature difference. And that's what triggers the strong and the gusty winds in association with these fronts. And they're not bringing much in the way of relief because they move through and then dissipate quite quickly. We've still got a broad area of heat across the inland. And so we're seeing those hot conditions return quite quickly after each of these relatively weak cold fronts moves through.
So give us a bit of perspective of where this fits. I was actually talking to my dad last night who remembers the 1939 heat wave. The temperatures we've experienced now, how do they compare to then?
Well, it doesn't look as though many centres are going to break heat records. So as far as 24-hour temperature maximums across particularly New South Wales, we have broken parts of Victoria, parts of Tasmania had their highest ever temperatures. Many other centres are just getting a day or two. We're going to see that in Brisbane from tomorrow, and temperatures rising there for 2-3 days, but then it'll dissipate. So the length of it, not as significant, but there are, I mean, Adelaide is looking at a run of very hot conditions, but it doesn't look as though it's the runs of high temperatures that will be broken, but it'll just be isolated towns breaking the highest temperature.
That's ABC TV's Graham Creed.